coming up in the podcast. So in this behind the scenes or the diary, I'm going to discuss the results of my experiments with ad stacking on my first in series novella or short novel. In saying that though, my book sits in the amateur sleuth mystery sort of subgenre. I'm not sure if that's a particularly popular genre, and also it's a long novella or a very short novel, and it's a first in series, and there aren't many books in that series. So you need to sort of take that into consideration. I'm not writing, this isn't a first in series romance novel. Like, you need to be aware of what my book is so that when you see the results, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Welcome to Amelia's Behind the Scenes Author Diary, an exclusive look at the behind-the-scenes misadventures of a 30-something mystery author. Discover how close she is to releasing her latest novel, hear exciting details about upcoming writing projects, and discover the lessons she has learned along her writing journey so you don't have to make the same mistakes. You can find the episode show notes and lots more information at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. Hello, writers. My name is Amelia, and I'm the host of the Authorpreneur Podcast. Welcome to the first official bonus episode of 2023. In this episode, I'm going to talk about, well, it's titled, obviously, More Experiences with Ad Stacking. One of the reasons why I wanted to share this with you is when people share their results from using ads, generally it's done when they have huge impressive numbers. Not everyone has that, and part of the reason why I want to share my numbers with you is just so that when you try these things and you think, oh, well, I got this and this other person got this, what did I do wrong? I just wanted to show you this is what I got too. Just so you have a more realistic impression of what to expect. And if you do better than me, well done you. Let me know how you did it. But without further ado, let's get into the episode. So I decided to list Suspicion for free and promote it using various newsletter books promotion services ahead of the release of the second book in the James Lond series, which is now out and it's called Duplicity. The promotions I booked were with Authors XP, Fussy Librarian, Kobo, and Freebooksy. Altogether, these promotions cost me £176.67 or $209.96. I use the Google exchange rate from the 19th of November, just in case you're interested, because that's when it's 2 weeks after I made those purchases, but it's still just to give you an idea of what that cost in another currency other than British pounds, which is self-evident. So in this behind the scenes or the diary, I'm going to discuss the results of my experiments with ad stacking on my first in series novella or short novel. In saying that though, my book sits in the amateur sleuth mystery sort of subgenre. I'm not sure if that's a particularly popular genre, and also it's a long novella or a very short novel, and it's a first in series, and there aren't many books in that series. So you need to sort of take that into consideration. I'm not writing, this isn't a first in series romance novel. Like, you need to be aware of what my book is so that when you see the results, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But first, let's discuss my expectations. To be honest, my expectations were quite low in terms of download numbers, but I did expect around 2,000 downloads from the free Booksy promotion because of an experience I had in the past. But I was hoping that some people would download Suspicion across the stores and either follow me on Amazon and buy the next book when it's released or even purchase the pre-order. Even though I was hoping for these things, I was quite pessimistic about the results and knew that it was more of an experiment. I wasn't, you know, expecting earth-shattering results from this. On top of this, I was terrified that I would receive more harsh reviews or low-rated positive reviews, thanks to my experiences with Book Sirens. I was starting to think that this third edition was crappy, and as a result, I was a crappy writer. But that's a story for another time. Without further ado, let's get into the episode. Just to let you know, this episode was recorded on Thursday, the 2nd of February, so this show is primarily me looking back at November 2022. Before I went on vacation to Australia at the end of the year, I wrote this script for this episode and collected the data beforehand. So this isn't something that I've done retrospectively. It's done sort of in the moment. I did go back and double check that everything was correct, but this was what it was like on the day. Throughout this episode, I'll be referencing tools and services that I've used. If you're interested in reading the transcript or would like links to anything that I've mentioned in the show, then check out the very long blog post or edited transcript at authorpreneurpodcast.com/BTS050. And if you're new to this podcast, I want to say a huge thank you for stopping by and trying out my show. And to those of you who've been faithfully listening, thank you for regularly listening and supporting me. Your support means more to me than you know. So the first thing is the author's XP daily deal. This cost me 1745 British pounds or 20 US dollars. Originally, this was booked for the 3rd of November, but that day was booked, so the organizer moved the promotion to the 5th of November. And that happens to be the same day as the Fussy Librarian free promotion, which costed me 76 US dollars or 66 British pounds and 12 pence. And that was scheduled for the 5th of November. Because of that, I'm unable to break down the results from I got this from this place and this from this place. It's everything. So on the 5th, from Amazon, I received 1,558 downloads. From Kobo, I got 156. From Apple, I got 104. From Google Play, I got 48. Barnes & Noble was 43. And I got my first direct sale. Well, on a free book, my first direct free download from PayHip. So on the 6th of November, from Amazon, I received 242 downloads. On Kobo, it was 36. Apple was 38. Google Play was 9. Barnes & Noble was 8. And I got another direct sale. And I think that was just a time zone thing. I think one of those was in Britain and one of those was from Australia. So on the 5th of November, I was 69th on the free Kindle charts on Amazon UK, and I was 111 on the free Kindle charts on Amazon US. And on the Amazon UK, I was at the number one position for the top 100 free action thriller fiction. I have no idea how my book ended up in there, but it is in there. I didn't select it, but I was really nervous when I saw that, by the way. I was also number one in the top 100 free men's adventure fiction, which makes sense. And I was number two in the top 100 free crime action fiction. I was really shocked that based on those downloads, I was able to get there. And on Amazon US, I was number one in the top 100 free crime action fiction for the Kindle store, number one in the top 100 free action thriller fiction, and number two in the top 100 free private investigative mysteries for the Kindle store. And that's where I need to be. I need to be in this category. But so Suspicion didn't fall out of those number one subgenre positions in the UK and the US store until the end of the day on the 9th of November. So because I had that push, people kept downloading that free book. It kept showing the book more and more to more and more people. And it's slowly petering out. Like it's February, it's the 1st of February, and now I'm getting like a free download every other day. It's pretty sad, but it sort of petered off. So as of the 19th of November, Suspicion is sitting in the 2,400th position on the free Kindle charts in the UK and 1,078th position in the free Kindle charts on the US. And in the Amazon UK, it was number 13 in the top 100 free men's adventure fiction. It was number 24 in the top 100 free mystery action fiction and number 27 in the top 100 free crime action fiction. In the US, on the 19th, it was number 2 in the top 100 free crime action fiction for the Kindle store, the 8th position in the top 100 free mystery action fiction for the Kindle store, and 18th in the top 100 free private investigative mysteries for the Kindle store. And I'm shocked that I'm sitting higher on the US store than I am in the UK store, but I mean, these are just different places though. So So what? So what about reviews? Did I get reviews from this exercise? So I received the following ratings from readers on Amazon, and this is purely from people who read the book and left a rating. And well, technically they're ratings, not reviews. So I've got 6 5-star ratings, 6 4-star ratings, and 3 3-star ratings. My average rating on the US store is 4.2, and on the UK store it's 4.1. The reason it's lower in the UK store is I have a couple of low rated, harsh but somewhat positive reviews from Book Sirens published on Amazon. So I also scheduled a Kobo free promotion. On Kobo, this book has been free since the beginning of November. So I scheduled a free promotion from the 7th to the 13th. And I've already had all of those downloads that I shared earlier, like on the 5th and the 6th, which is for the Kobo store, it's quite a lot of downloads for the genre that I'm in on that store. So with Kobo, I actually only received 69 downloads for that period. And yeah, it is what it is, but it only cost me £6. So I'm not particularly bothered by it. And so I had more downloads in one day from Authors XP and Fussy Librarian Promotions, which are sent out by email, then sitting in the free book slider on the Kobo store. So in order for people to find that, they have to, I think, scroll down and then check the slider or type in free books. So the email marketing seems to shift more books effectively than listing for free on the store. I think because it just makes it easier for people to find it, obviously, which is the point of book marketing. So the free Booksy promotion, that costs me £87 or $100, and it was scheduled for the 10th of November. So on the 10th of November, I just shared these downloads I got, and I excluded everything else outside of that. So I received 1,769 downloads from Amazon, 116 from Apple, 90 from Barnes & Noble, and 84 from Kobo, none from Google Play, and obviously none direct. As of the 10th of November, Suspicion is sitting in these positions on the free stores. So it's 360 on the free Kindle charts on Amazon UK and 521 on the free Kindle charts on Amazon US. So in the UK store on Amazon, I'm at the number 2 position. I'm at number 2 top 100 free men's adventure fiction, number 6 top 100 free mystery action fiction, number 7 top 100 free crime action fiction, and in the Amazon US, I'm at number 4 in the top 100 free mystery action fiction brackets Kindle store, number 5 top 100 free crime action fiction Kindle store, and number 9 top 100 free private investigative mysteries Kindle store. So what's fascinating is the Authors XP and the Fussy Librarian promotion together did just as well as Free Booksy, and I have a funny feeling, yeah, they cost about the same price together. So the total downloads for the month of November, I got 4,447 from Amazon. From Apple, I got 349. From Barnes & Noble, I got 212. From Kobo, I got 711. From Google Play, I got 113. I sold direct, or 2 direct free downloads, and 1 from Tolino. No idea where that is. I have a funny feeling it might be German. A German store. Sorry, I'm about to lose my voice. I think I'm just going to put in the ad so I can take a breather. If you're an author who is considering building a website with WordPress, then the most important thing you need is a web hosting platform. I use SiteGround. Since migrating to SiteGround in 2020 from another host, I've experienced a fast website, no outages, great customer service, and it's easy to use. All of my 4 websites are image heavy And SiteGround comes with an optimizer plugin which helps you speed up your website. And it shows you your Google's page speed score on both desktop and mobile. Plus, it provides helpful tips on how you can improve user experience. You can also use all of these features without leaving your website's dashboard. Right now, SiteGround is offering 75% off your first year of managed WordPress hosting, and you can get a free domain when you buy a full year in advance. With SiteGround, installing WordPress is as easy as clicking a button and creating your login credentials. And if you need, SiteGround has a great help section that's actually useful. You pay nothing extra when you buy through my affiliate link, so go check out the web hosting platform that I use and recommend. Head on over to siteground.com/geo/authorpreneur and get your author website off to a great start. So that resulted in 5,835 downloads for that entire month. After that, I stopped paying attention to it, how many downloads I was getting for the month. Overall, I got 11 new ratings from readers who loved Suspicion on Amazon. Over on Goodreads, I received 5 5-star ratings, 1 4-star rating, 2 3-star ratings, one of which was from someone who'd read an earlier edition, either the first or the second, and 1 2-star rating from someone who has a 2.67-star average rating across 916 ratings. And I think that's really important to consider. So my average rating has been brought up from 3.59 to 3.75 after I received a series of low reviews from Books Sirens. As a result of these downloads and the ratings from readers who downloaded and read my books, I'm starting to feel more positively about the quality of this novella. This is partly because these new readers haven't sped read my books or felt compelled to write a review or want to be seen as a serious book reviewer and thus be more critical, out of the belief that criticism is more value than simply enjoying the book. I've come to this conclusion because I've received more positive reviews on Booksprout than Book Sirens, but I'm going to leave that thought here because I don't want to turn this author diary into something that it's not. I am considering sort of doing a really in-depth product review on Book Sirens and Booksprout and putting it behind a paywall because I've noticed that one of these particular companies, when you write a review, they will talk back to you. And I just don't want that. And I sort of think if I make it free, that's what's going to happen. And I don't want to start a war and say, well, this has been my experience. And I don't want readers to find it either because it's not a product review for readers. It's more for if you're considering buying these things. And I'm not going to put a huge price on it either. It's just maybe $5 or something. And I'm just going to go into like all of the detail. Like, can you message things? What are the quality of the reviews? How many did I find? What are the actual features? Did I use these features? Were they helpful? That kind of thing, like into a lot of depth. And I don't particularly want someone reading that and going, oh, she must be talking about me. When really, in reality, I'm talking about someone else. And I want to avoid, do you know how you leave a Google review and then the company replies back to you and you're like, you really shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that for books. I've seen people recommend people do that on Etsy and I just sort of feel it's never good. Never reply to any reviews, positive, negative. Just leave it as is because nothing good is ever going to come from that. This has been my conclusion. There's going to be no win for anyone. So that's all of the things I can discuss in terms of my experiments with ad stacking. I hope that was helpful to you and you're able to get some kind of perspective as to what you can expect when you use these kind of programs. Or maybe you've used one of these newsletters and you thought, oh, I didn't actually get that many downloads. Just so you're aware, well, this is the genre I'm in and these are the downloads I got. I hope that was helpful to you in some way. If you have any questions or have tips on book marketing that you would love to share with me, please come over to the blog post and share your thoughts in the comments section or below the YouTube video, or you can just email me wherever it is that you found this podcast episode. chat with me underneath in the comments if there is a comment section, or you can just email me at podcast@authorpreneurpodcast.com. Thank you for listening and happy reading and writing, everybody. I probably should have shared this earlier, but this year I'm going to share one author diary and one writing tips episode every month. So realistically, there's going to be one episode every 2 weeks. And if I have the time, I want to release a bonus episode for everybody. And the bonus episode will be a similar length to the podcast, the usual podcast episode length. So about 20 to 30 minutes. The first episode this year was like a good almost hour. That's not normal for me to do that, but it's just, I wanted to do like a super chatty, this is my highlight reel. And for some reason, I was really pessimistic about that. And I thought, yeah, this is only going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be the shortest what I achieved in 2022 ever. I think because I decided to share the products that I used as well, maybe that helped. I think the rambly bit was me talking about what I did. Anyway, thanks for listening or watching or wherever you consume your podcasts, and I'll see you in the next episode. Happy reading and writing, everybody. Oh, and by the way, if you do share a marketing tip with me, I will share it on the podcast episode and give you credit for that, obviously, if that's what you want. Anyway, thanks for listening and bye. Thank you for listening to Amelia's Behind the Scenes Author Diary. You can find the episode show notes, back catalogue episodes, and lots more information at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. I'm your host, Amelia, and I'll see you in the next Behind the Scenes Author Diary episode.